advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files, just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five others injured. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before his death. In Canada, the man who police say stole a plane from an airport near Vancouver, then flew it to Vancouver before he landed it and was arrested, has now been charged with hijacking.
NORAD F-15s responding after a pilot stopped communicating with air traffic control, authorities suspecting it was hijacked. The small single-engine Cessna 172 circling the Vancouver airport on Tuesday, all traffic held in place. Air traffic control alerting other pilots already in the air to take caution. The suspect eventually landing the plane, police seen swooping in and taking him into custody. The aircraft search.
ABC's Gio Benitez, no one was hurt in the incident. The biggest chunk of Mars anywhere on Earth was auctioned off by Sotheby's on Wednesday in New York, went to an anonymous bidder for $5 million. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. State health officials say the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. The State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists with data needed to make informed management decisions for the species. More information is available on the DNR's website.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover showers ending, mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s in the overnight, a light north breeze. On Thursday, sunshine returning, highs in the mid-70s. A few showers Friday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 48.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Give me our tears have reached the sea. Part of you will live in me, way down deep inside my heart. The days keep coming without fail, new wind is gonna find your sail. That's where your journey starts. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me. Just like the waves down by the shore, we're gonna keep on coming back for more, 'cause we don't ever wanna stop. Out in this brave new world you see, oh, the valleys and the peaks, I can see you on the top. Your door late at night when you're not sleeping, and moonlight falls across your floor. But I can't hurt you anymore. You'll find better love, strong as it ever was, deep as a river runs, warm as the morning sun. Please remember me. Please remember me.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Your Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Rogers and the Gambler here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s this morning, expecting sunshine and 70s today. We have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy from Canada, he'll be in talking about the trade issues that have been happening between the U.S. and Canada, how that's affecting wineries on both sides of the border. Dennis will have more on that here coming up in our newsmaker segment. Well, as the growing season continues, starting to see some tasseling around western Wisconsin, as of especially at right around my house, starting to see some of the tassels and some of those cornfields, as the weather so far been pretty darn good for the growing season. We've been getting that timely rain. Yeah, I've seen a few irrigation systems running, but really not having to run them too often. Again, we had some rain yesterday, and looks like things are going to be some sunshine today. Not the warmest, but still that sunshine will help with those, some of those heat units. Looks like, though, we could even see a little bit more rain here coming up. Now, up in northern Wisconsin, been a different kettle of fish, as they've been getting so much rain. There have been flooding and that sort of thing. Over 2 inches of rain fell in portions of northern Wisconsin. So for them, things are kind of a bit of a struggle with too much rain. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. From blazing heat to pounding rain, your crops are facing it all. In-season aerial applications are the perfect chance to apply fungicides and stress-reducing products that help your crops stay resilient. And don't forget the hay. Haymaker delivers the nutrients your forage needs for high-quality, healthy growth. Apply after cuttings 1 and 3 or 2 and 4 and set your fields up for success. Questions? Visit Elsevia.com or call 608-819-4401. Elsevia, they're here to help.
This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today, we head to our nation's capital and get an update from Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul, thanks for joining us. The One Big Beautiful Bill is now law. How does this affect our producers and the dairy industry overall?
Yeah, so the reconciliation bill that was enacted into law on July 4th does include a number of important dairy policy provisions. It reauthorizes the dairy margin coverage program through 2031, which is great for providing certainty to the producer, and it continues the discount option that existed before, where if a farmer chooses to lock in their coverage for the duration of the reauthorization, they can get a 25% discount on their premium. And it also updates the production history calculation, which is something we wanted to do to make sure that the program was based on more recent, you know, on-farm production levels. Previously, it was a bit of an outdated number. Now a farmer will be able to get coverage on their production history of their highest year of 2021, 2022, or 2023. And so that's a helpful update that we thought should be made to the program. In addition to DMC, the bill also includes $9 million to set up a process at USDA for every 2 years for the department to do mandatory dairy processing cost surveys to figure out how much does it cost to turn milk into things like cheese and butter. And the idea here is to give everybody in the industry good data, the same data, to help inform future conversations around federal milk marketing orders, around make allowances, especially. As you know, Bill, we went through a process over the last couple of years on updating, really modernizing the FMMO system, and that process wrapped up earlier this year. But I think we all agreed that in the future, it would be good if we all had better data. And that's really what this was about. So we were very excited to get that in there. And outside of the commodity provisions, there's new funding for ag trade promotion, ag research, animal health. The conservation dollars are spread out over a longer period of time. So the farm provisions have a lot of positive attributes. And then over on the tax side, the 199A tax deduction that farmer co-ops can claim and pass back to their members is made permanent. And the clean fuel production tax credit is extended for several years and is improved, frankly, to be a little bit of a better option for dairy farmers who might provide manure for dairy-derived renewable natural gas and create a little bit more opportunity as a new revenue stream there.
These mega-sized federal spending bills, there's a lot of detail in them, but overall it sounds pretty positive for agriculture and the dairy industry.
Yeah, there were a lot of good things included. Not everything that we would want to pass in the law can be included in a bill like this because the budget reconciliation process, especially in the Senate, has very strict parameters regarding what can and can't be in. So if something is a policy only, like the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act that we've talked about before, now that can't be included in a bill like this because it doesn't have a fiscal impact one way or the other. But many of these other items, the ones I talked about on the tax side and the spending side, were able to be included because they fit those rules.
This is separate from the work that's also going on with a new farm bill.
Well, so I think, you've maybe heard Chairman Thompson in the House refer to what was in this bill as Farm Bill 1.0, right? In other words, a lot, not all, but a lot of the funding issues that had been raised during the Farm Bill process were handled in this bill. And he's now, and others on the Hill as well, have started talking about doing sort of Farm Bill 2.0. This is sometimes called the skinny Farm Bill, depending on who you talk to. And I think the idea is to do a bill that deals with the remaining items that couldn't be dealt with in reconciliation. Many of those will be policy items. There may be a few funding items, too, in a second process. So I think that's kind of how I would look at the different pieces of it.
You mentioned the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids movement's been getting some traction. What's the latest?
So we've been making good progress this month here on the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, and I think we're hopeful that we can get some further steps in very soon, maybe passing the Senate and the House in short order. I don't know if that'll be this month or if it'll be when they come back in September. But, something we're very closely tracking and working on.
Thanks for the update. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet-talking, forget-tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Joe Nichols and Broken Hartsville here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 50 in downtown Durant. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 6 to 1752, September up 9 to 1827, October steady at 1861, November also steady at 1853. Cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 165, 40-pound blocks at 162.5, 6 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1 to 253, 5 trades on the day, grade A non-fed dry milk up a half to 128, 12 trades on the day. Dryway steady at 57 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed. Hogs are called higher. The interest in cattle continued yesterday with new contract highs as the futures hold a discount to cash. The optimism for cash has turned a bit more friendly due to the surge in futures. However, the weakness of boxed beef is caused for concern as the boxed beef showed substantial weakness with choice down 487 and select down 467. That weakness is getting the attention of the packers. It could be indicating consumer demand may have peaked, at least for the time being, and packers will want to preserve their margins, so they may not be willing to write the large checks this week. But there's those tight beef supplies that could require higher prices regardless. Meanwhile, hog markets, they found support after the liquidation phase earlier in the week concluded, and many of the contracts had triple-digit gains yesterday. It's all going to depend on that consumer demand today. August live cattle opens today at 223.90, October 220.75, December 221.02. August feeder cattle open at 325.57, September 325.85, October 323.97. August hogs open at 104.42, October 88.70, December 80.45. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets mostly lower, soybeans also following suit, mostly lower. Wheat also a bit lower this morning. Now, soybeans led the crop markets in gains yesterday on a strong reversal session, with corn following a third day higher for the week on its own. Traders apparently feel the bearish warning flags of the early summer thus far have been fairly priced in. They're seeing the need to reduce some short side risk exposure amid what remains respectable demand for U.S. grains and U.S. oil seeds. Now, wheat markets, they've been unable to really join in on the weekly rallies. Traders are in a wait-and-see mode during worldwide winter wheat harvests as well. September corn this morning down 2.5 to 402 and three quarters. December down 2.75 to 421 and a quarter. March down 2.5 to 438 and a half. New crop 26 down 3/4 to 455 and a half. August beans down 1.75 to 10.11 3/4. September and November both down 1.5. September at 10.04 1/4. November at 10.19. New crop 26, though, up 3/4 to 10.56 1/2. August soybean meal down $1.20 to 2.67.20. August soybean oil up 16 cents to 54.98. Chicago wheat, September and December, both down 4.5. September at 5.36 3/4. December at 5.57 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, September down 1.5 to 5.98. While December down 1 at 6.19. Energy markets this morning are moving mostly higher, as August crude oil up 26 cents to 66.64, September up 14 cents to 65.33. Meanwhile, August and September gas both up a cent, August at 2.15, September at 2.11. Let's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alsivia Durand, cash corn 365, August 368, new crop 364, cash beans 929, August 934, new crop 931. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 389 and a quarter, August 383 and a quarter, September 381 and a quarter, new crop at 374. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 393, August 391, new crop 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 370, new crop at 374. Cash beans 943, new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 370, new crop 374. Cash beans 925, new crop at 935. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 387, August 387. September 380, new crop at 385. Cash beans 974, August 974. September 951, new crop 951. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, August 366, new crop 371. Cash beans 954, new crop 954. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 224 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 219, market cows 108 to 160, bulls 168 to 209, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 190 and down, and bucks 275 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 110 to 220, fed lambs 220 to 227. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Somebody's at the front door, I can hear them knocking. Your mama's on the phone and she feels like talking. There's chicken on the barbecue, barbecuing. Don't worry about it, baby, just drop what you're doing, cause they're playing our song on the radio. Okay, Mr. DJ, had a way to go. A million watts of love, power coming on strong. Dance with me, darling, they're playing our song. The house needs cleaning, the grass needs mowing. We've both got places that we need to be going. Tomorrow's a big day, you better get ready. But tonight it's just you and me, rockin' steady. Cause they're playing our song on the radio. Okay, Mr. DJ, had a way.
Everywhere I look, I see temptation. She stands on every corner and calls my name. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man busy dancing? Time he needs a dime. Them politicians treat me like a mushroom, 'cause they feed me bull and keep me in the blind. Now won't you tell me if you can, 'cause life's so hard to understand. Why's the rich man
for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Church on the Cumberland Road. Billy's passed out in the back, but a church on the Cumberland Road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The tariff dispute between the U.S. and Canada is affecting wineries on both sides of the border. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy in Canada has more.
Sales of alcoholic beverages in both the U.S. and Canada have been on the decline. All categories, spirits, beer, and wine, have seen an erosion of volumes and customers in favor of non-alcoholic drinks. Canadian grape growers and wineries have struggled for the past couple of decades. But in March of this year, provincial premiers responded to President Trump's trade war by pulling American alcoholic products off the shelves of government-owned outlets. Canada's largest market, Ontario, was the first to order U.S. products off the shelves of its LCBO stores, and a couple of days later, British Columbia Premier David Eby followed Ontario's lead.
We are removing the American liquor products from the shelves of the BC liquor stores. That's wine, distilled products, and beer. I have received many emails and letters and interactions with people. They don't even want to see American products right now in our government liquor stores.
And since that time, with the lack of American retail competition, along with Canadian tourists deciding to see what's closer to home this year, wine sales have seen explosive growth. The Liquor Control Board is reporting sales of locally grown red wines increasing by as much as 71% and sales of white wine up as much as 67%. Southwestern Ontario has the largest vineyard acreage, but other regions, including southeastern Ontario, have seen a resurgence of both vineyards and wineries over the past 25 years. Tim Kipfer owns Broken Stone Winery on the north shore of Lake Ontario and within sight of New York State. Kipfer says this has been a good year for sales, but he does not think it's the new normal.
I never thought that international trade would have such a large impact, but it has. It's been very positive for us because people have been forced to try something new. We're just enjoying the ability to compete a little bit better while it lasts.
The north shore of Lake Erie is home to dozens of wineries. In extreme southwestern Ontario, Sprucewood Shores Winery is within sight of the Windsor-Detroit skyline. Sprucewood owner Steve Mitchell says that he's seeing many locals who have never been in his tasting room until now. Mitchell is enjoying his current success, but his local region is also home to Canada's primary automotive manufacturing center, so he's also hearing his customers' concerns about the lingering specter of ongoing tariffs.
This has been a huge tailwind for Ontario wineries. I think this is great to have all these sales. We're seeing a lot of people who hadn't considered or tried Ontario wines in the past, but the truth is I want to see Canada do well in general.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today in our ag weather forecast. It'll be much cooler than it has been, with highs only in the 70s. Rain chances do return for Friday night, and the rest of the weekend, though, looks mild and dry. Next week, it will turn warm and humid, with multiple chances for thunderstorms. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 70 to 75. Relative humidity is at 43 to 48%. North winds at 5 to 8. We'll see 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 50 to 55. Relative humidity is at 88 to 93%. Light winds becoming southeast at around 5. For Friday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs 72 to 77. Relative humidity is at 57 to 62%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9, a trace to 5 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation expected. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a rain shower, highs 85 to 90.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA Attraction Bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way at MOA. Mallofamerica.com.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits too. It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee.
The decision to cut down a tree isn't always an easy one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much work is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape as you're living the country life?
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
The decision to take down a tree is easy when it's dead, but sometimes a tree that's still alive has overstepped its boundaries or become a nuisance, making that decision a bit harder. We had an ash tree that lost several huge branches during a storm. Combined with the threat of the emerald ash borer, we decided to put the poor thing out of its misery. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says trees are planted for a specific purpose, such as shade, to frame a house, or break the wind. If the function and or aesthetics have changed or it's become diseased, those are reasons to cut it down.
Additionally, one of the things I see as a reason to cut a tree down is the location. If it's kind of planted in a location where it doesn't have enough room for the roots to grow and the tree starts to die back as a result of it, you're probably not going to be able to create more space for the roots to grow. So you're in kind of a no-win situation in that regard.
When there is serious flooding, water erodes soil around the roots, making the tree's root plate unstable. Leaning trees are an imminent fall hazard and should be removed. Every state has regulations for tree maintenance. For example, branches can't be within a certain distance of power lines, and utility companies are required to cut them back.
Well, if they have to come every 2 or 3 years to cut that down, you're into a situation where eventually you're not going to be able to maintain it. Or if there is quite a bit of droppage of debris from the tree onto the patio or into the gutters, again, you have to really make that decision. But those are some of the things to consider. What is the maintenance and how much is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape?
Learn more about when you should cut down a tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, 'cause my door's painted white, with my siren is screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep it law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack. Well, if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job.